18 years in business helping folks with a common sense approach to insurance and financial services, I can save you a lot of money on your health insurance. Just call Nickel Insurance and Financial at 642-1775 for a free checkup.
These days, you can't afford to be wasting time or money, especially in business. That's why I stopped going to the post office and started using Stamps.com. Now, I print real U.S. postage for all my letters and packages using just my computer and printer. There's no need for expensive postage meters. It's like having the post office right here in my office. No more waiting in line, no more wasting gas driving to the post office, and now you can start saving time and money too. Just go to 54stamps.com and you'll get a no-risk 4-week trial plus a $100 bonus offer including free postage, but only if you go to 54stamps.com. That's the number 54stamps.com. Save time and money instantly at 54stamps.com. This really is a no-brainer. So get your 4-week no-risk trial and your $100 bonus offer including free postage at 54stamps.com.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-411-1120 to get your free copy now. 877-411-1120. 877-411-1120.
Freedom is good. Liberty is good. Capitalism is good. Tony Katz is spectacular.
Tonight on our great American panel, he's a radio talk show host, Tea Party organizer. He's based in Los Angeles. Tony Katz is here.
This is the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular.
Nay, I believe, will rule that the individual mandate is indeed unconstitutional, because of course it is unconstitutional.
The views expressed on the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular are not necessarily those of the station you are listening to, even though they really, really should be.
Mr. President... You missed nothing, my dear chat room friends. You missed absolutely nothing, my fellow Americans. Welcome one and all to the Tony Katz Radio Show. I am the aforementioned, the ever-loved Tony Katz. Yes, new opening. Those people paying attention. Well done. Well played. The Tony Katz Radio Show. Give us a call if you would, because you know you want to. 805-639-0008. Yes, it is a new number. Just wait for the 1-800 number, folks. Coming very, very soon. 805-639-0008. So much has happened. It has been a week since I have been with you. We were in New York. We were on Hannity. We were doing some other great stuff out there, setting up the coming year. Of course, this deal that takes us out of New York and brings us back to our home in Southern California. Staying here for a while and then branching out. Oh, if I could only talk about absolutely everything that's happening. And just so you know, she's still with us, Holly Bacon. Holly Bacon, how are you?
I'm doing great today, Tony. How are you?
I am perfect. Our producer in training, Holly Bacon. For the people who don't know her, you'll be hearing the Southern Spitfire from time to time. And by the way, that accent is not fake. That is what we call in the business the real deal. 805-639-0008. Thank you so much. New board op, everything. It's a show, ladies and gentlemen. Let me get into it, though, Holly. I'll catch up with you in a little bit. I was in New York, unfortunately, was unable to get down to the Occupy Wall Street protests, but it was, of course, conversation, as it's been the conversation everywhere. And I wrote on Town Hall, townhall.com, and this is before. It's amazing how fluid the events have been, and I want to know from you. I want to know from you your thoughts on Occupy Wall Street and whether or not these people have a point. Are they saying something worth listening to? 805-639-0008. 805-639-0008. Because when they started, ladies and gentlemen, as I wrote over there at Town Hall, and allow me to be the only person to say it, when they started, they may legitimately have had a point. There may have been indeed some value to what they were saying. Because when you took your first glance, boop, just took a look at what they were trying to say, Wall Street is getting too much help from government, and the collusion is not what brings about an acceptable society. That's a worthwhile conversation, ladies and gentlemen. That is what we know as a Tea Party conversation. I'm a Tea Party guy, an original organizer here in Southern California. Very first Tea Party in Southern California, if not all of California. February 27, 2009, 7:30 in the morning, Santa Monica Pier. Me, Steven Cruiser, Sonia Schmidt, Victoria Jackson from Saturday Night Live, first time I'd ever met her, coming down the Santa Monica Pier in overalls and an American flag shirt with an American flag sticking out of her head, quite literally, just jammed in her hair. That I never knew how surreal L.A. was. I'm not an original L.A. guy. Born in Brooklyn, grew up in Jersey. That would have been a Tea Party conversation. But it didn't take 4 seconds. It didn't take 4 seconds, ladies and gentlemen, for this organization to allow itself by desire or by naivete or by general ignorance to be co-opted by people who are not in favor of a peaceful resolution to anything. And as a matter of fact, as we learn more and more about Occupy Wall Street, they themselves, in all of their conversations about being peaceful, about being nonviolent, and making sure we don't have any violent happenings, that is not who they are. Disagree with me if you will. 805-639-0008. 805-639-0008. Because very quickly, they allowed themselves to be co-opted by the Van Jones and the Michael Moores of the world. You must understand, you have to accept as given that what they bring to the table is not kind, sweet, or loving. What they bring to the table is a violent rhetoric desirous of a violent overthrow. This is the progressive movement and the leaders of the progressive movement pushing forth an ideology. This wasn't what Occupy Wall Street started as it's what they allowed themselves to be. They may have been trying to hide this most base desire of theirs, but they couldn't do it for long. They couldn't hide who they were, who they are, what they believe, and how they believe it. Van Jones is calling for an American autumn, the response to the Arab Spring. We should never forget that the Arab Spring in Egypt and in Yemen and happening now in Syria, extremely violent, extremely bloody, extremely brutal for every side involved. There is absolutely no way to think that you could say, let's have an American autumn and it not be violent. It is impossible if you in any way, shape, or form look at what's happening in the Middle East. If you have in Egypt an absolute power vacuum where the Muslim Brotherhood is trying to take hold, where they're already showing the aggression towards Israel, where the attacks on Christians, now coming at a furious pace. We've talked about it before on this show. It was New Year's last year when Coptic Christians were killed in their church. The churches were bombed. This is still going on. This isn't going to stop. Van Jones wants a replay of that. Not specifically the bombing of churches, but the Arab Spring in the United States with an American autumn. You have Syria, where you have Assad absolutely doing everything to kill the protesters. Van Jones wants that Arab Spring in the American autumn. Then you have Michael Moore. Michael Moore is trying to tell you, as a matter of fact, he's not trying, he's saying it quite clearly. Michael Moore is saying, listen, rich people, not including myself, you can give up the money now, or we can take it later. It's your choice. Listen, I'm not here to tell you what to do. Don't mind, give it now, because we take it later. He never answers the question of what happens if they take it later. He never goes to the secondary point, which is, by the way, the only point. If you're going to take it, how exactly are you going to take it? Ladies and gentlemen, this is how you know they're violent. Because in the conversation of taking it, there is only one known way to take it. They're going to take it by regulation? Is that their plan? They're going to take it by passing law after law after law after law, like Barney Frank wanted to do in taxing people who get paid by bonuses 90%? Thank God we're a republic and not a democracy with mob rule. There is only one way to take it, ladies and gentlemen. There is only one way for the peaceful, peace-loving peaceniks of Occupy Wall Street and the progressive movement to take it. And that is through the barrel of a gun. That is the only way in history you can take it, because it's the only way in history that it's actually been taken. This is what Michael Moore is advocating for. Michael Moore is advocating that the Occupy Wall Street crowd engage in violence because it must be taken. Roseanne Barr, who is, by the way, the leader of nothing. We should be clear about the lack of leadership skills that are present in Roseanne Barr. Roseanne Barr wants to bring back the guillotine, but was clear to say, in regards to Occupy Wall Street, that we should cap wealth at $100 million, and if they don't like it, we should bring back the guillotine. But we should first send them to re-education camps. I don't know what's scarier, the guillotine or the re-education camp. The correct answer is that she wants to cap wealth at $100 million. How in the world did Roseanne Barr come up with the idea of capping wealth at $100 million? The answer is she doesn't have $100 million, so it doesn't affect her. She has just taught you, ladies and gentlemen, Communism 101. Stay with us. Much more ahead. Let's keep it right here. I'm Tony Katz. This is the Tony Katz Radio Show on the All Patriots Media Network.
Never before have I turned on you when you look too good to me. Your beady eyes they can cut me in two, and I just can't let you be.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-824-3268. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-824-3268. That's 800-824-3268. Again, 800-824-3268. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-617-0298. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-617-0298. That's 800-617-0298. Again, 800-617-0298.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to invite you to listen to my show, The Kim Pagano Show.
Join us weekday mornings at 8 to listen to the Kim Pagano Show. Kim talks about everything from beauty and health to giving you tips and tricks for living a beautiful and passionate lifestyle. We interview experts from an array of industries and talk about their personal journeys about marriage, finances, kids, recipes, fitness, and everything in between, adding value every day in every way. Kim's a hair therapist and a mother of four, and so much more. You can tune in. Call in. Talk with me, Eric, so you can talk to Kim, Mondays through Fridays from 8 to 9 a.m. and again in the afternoons from 3 to 4 p.m. Get your daily dose of Kim on The Kim Pagano Show, right here on AM 1400 KKZZ.
Thinking of buying a pre-owned car or truck today or this weekend? Then why not buy from the best and buy from Bunnin? They've been a used car sales leader for years, and with five dealerships, it's no wonder. They specialize in hard-to-find makes and models, and volume selling keeps their pricing low and with hundreds of cars ready to go. Buying used? Buy Bunnin. Check out Bunnin.com or come for a test drive today at Bunnin Auto Outlet in the Ventura Auto Center. Bunnin Buick GMC and Cadillac in the Oxnard Auto Center, Bunnin Buick GMC in Simi Valley, and their newest location, Bunnin Chevrolet in Culver City. Make your first stop the only stop. Quality used cars with huge discounts and volume selling you've come to expect at Bunnin.
Everyone's running to Bunnin.
The Tony Katz Radio Show continues, ladies and gentlemen. 805-639-0008, 805-639-0008. The chat room is open, allpatriotsmedia.com/chat, allpatriotsmedia.com. You go, you bookmark the site, it's done, it's easy, then click on the chat link, or just go to allpatriotsmedia.com/chat, be a part of the chat room. Holly Bacon, producer in training, will treat you well. She will treat you nice. While you're in there, let me go to the phone. Steve, you're on the line. Welcome to the Tony Katz Show. How are we doing, my friend?
You know, doing very well, Tony. Glad to have you back. You know, a week without Tony Katz is not spectacular.
I understand it's problematic for all people involved. What do you got for me?
Well, you know, about this whole Occupy Wall Street thing, I agree with you. When they first started out, they probably had a point, especially once they figured out exactly what their point was. But, you know, Marxists and anarchists, working together is not a real good combination, and I think it just diminishes their credibility even more.
Yes. Wait a second. First of all, I agree. It's like two on a quaalude. It just doesn't work. But most importantly, when they did start, I want to at least go through the timeline because it is so damning and damaging. And it's important for people to know, if you start with the premise that, oh, they were always this kind of way, a little bit, yes. But a little bit, they had a legitimate conversation. Look at how quickly they were willing to abandon their conversation, their legitimate conversation, for the quite literal quackery of the progressive movement. There are great videos out right now from Rebel Pundit, rebelpundit.com, and also from CBS in Sacramento, where they ask the people, Stephen, point blank, why are you here? And they say, oh, we don't know. They don't know why they're there. As a matter of fact, the team in Sacramento, one of the leaders there, said that they have an entire messaging team that's working on the message. But tomorrow, we'll be able to answer that question for you. And the reporter simply asked, you mean tomorrow you'll be able to tell me why you're here today? And the man responded, yes, exactly. He was proud of the answer, like it made sense to him. So I think it's important to go through that history and go through that entire litany of how they got to this moment.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, they try to compare this to the Tea Party movement, and there's only one exactly. There's only one comparison that's valid to the Tea Party movement. Both movements were against TARP, against bailing out banks by the government. Beyond that, there is no comparison. You go to a Tea Party movement, you see American flags being waved proudly. you go to one of these Occupy Wall Street things, if you see an American flag, it's probably either being desecrated or it's wrapped around somebody's face to hide their face.
I'll give you two.
They're defecating on a car.
And let's talk about that, because that is one that people don't really understand how ugly it's getting. There are two things that happened that are worth talking about. First of all, the vandalism on government property and on any property, by the way. One man is, there's a photo of it, and I don't want to be graphic with you people. That's not who I am. That's not what I do. That's not how I work. But he is quite literally defecating on a police car. In another photo, somebody graffitied a police car with a stencil. I mean, it's not like they walked up to it in a fit of rage. They had a stencil. They planned on doing it. And maybe they didn't plan on the police car, but they planned on doing this. The other photo is a picture of a man with a sign that says, "If Jesus comes back, kill him again." I'm telling you, you guys know I'm Jewish. I don't hide that fact. For the life of me, I cannot figure out how that fits into the equation and why such a violent image that is only meant to rile people up. What does that do for your message? What is your movement? What is it you're trying to say? When you see these things, you truly begin to understand why the hardcore left has absolutely no idea what they're doing there. They don't know what they're doing there. Steve, I thank you so much for the phone call, my friend. I really do appreciate it.
No problem, Tony.
It is always good to have the people there listening online, which you can do, allpatriotsmedia.com/chat. We've got a new player coming, the new 800 number coming, and, of course, get in the chat room and be part of it. Growing by leaps and bounds, we do love it. We absolutely love it. But they don't know. And Rebel Pundit has these great videos of people saying, we don't know why we're here. I mean, one woman said we're just a bunch of crazy liberals. But he had an interview with one guy, and I want to go over this with you, where he's trying to defend socialism. And the problem is that socialism, the word, it's been perverted over the years, you know, what they did in Russia. They perverted it. And I saw that video, and thank goodness I was sitting down, because that is always the conversation of the hardcore leftist progressive. The issue for everyone who is a fan, an admirer, a believer in socialism or statism or big government is that the other guy just didn't do it right. That's always the answer. Lenin, he killed millions, just didn't do it right. Stalin killed millions, just didn't do it right. Che Guevara killed, how many did he kill? Someone give me the number on how many people Che Guevara killed. Because he's not a freedom fighter. He was a murderous hack. He was a murderous thug. Can we at least get our history right? Someone get me how many people Che Guevara killed, if you would. Thank you so much. Put it in the chat room, allpatriotsmedia.com/chat. But these people continue to believe the lie that is socialism, that is statism. And somehow it's because the other guy didn't do it right. That's their belief. And that's why they continue to believe the lie. This entire conversation that they're having about the evils of capitalism. Let me be, if I'm the first to tell you, I am so sorry you've gone this long in your life without knowing this reality. But allow me to give you this reality. Capitalism is the greatest system ever invented by man, ever, period. I didn't say it was the greatest system ever in the history of the world. I didn't say you couldn't do better. I said it's the greatest system ever created by man. Because capitalism accepts the imperfections of man. That's the problem with the progressive. That's the problem with the statist. They don't understand their Hayek. They don't understand the concept of the tragic view, ladies and gentlemen. They don't understand that sometimes life can be tragic and you cannot legislate your way through that. You cannot control your way through that. It is better for people to be free and to fail than for them to be slaves and never have the opportunity to fail. course it's better. Of course it's better. No, wait a second. The chat room's telling me 1,897? Is that the right number, Steve, in the chat room? 1,897? I think it's higher than that. All in the name of, you know, the state. Statism, socialism, inspires nothing but a prayer for a quick and painless death. That's all it's ever done. It's all it can do. Only capitalism can allow people to live to the moment of their happiness. Capitalism doesn't judge where you stop. If you make a certain living and you're solid, that's fine. If you get to a place where you're comfortable in your life and you're done, that's fine. You want to keep going and keep thriving till you're making $30, $40, $50, $60, $70 million a year? Nobody's putting a cap on you. No system should. You should be able to grow and achieve and succeed. Why not? If someone starts putting a cap on it, why, well, what's with that cap? How do you come up with that cap? They talk about from this Occupy Wall Street crowd, this idea of the living wage and that everyone should be making $20 an hour. $20 an hour? What, do you hate people? $50 an hour. That's what they should be. Did I say 50? I meant $74.95 an hour because that's... Did I say $74.95? Who am I to make a number so low that you can't afford four cars? $417 an hour. That's what you should make. You know, that's what lawyers make who have to go through all that schooling. Why should I have to go through all that schooling? $17,000 an hour. That's what we give everybody, $42 million a year, nine cars and 1,400 chickens for their pots. That's what we do. At what moment do you do a cap, ladies and gentlemen? If you allow others to cap you, you have no idea what they will restrict you on next. Stay with us. More to come. This is the Tony Katz Radio Show.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-411-1120 to get your free copy now. 877-411-1120. 877-411-1120.
Getting married? Is there a baby on the way? How about rolling over that 401k? And of course, you want to secure that peace of mind with your retirement planning. For more than 165 years, New York Life Insurance Company has conducted its business around the core values of financial strength, integrity, and humanity, and has remained committed to being a mutual company, owned solely by our policy owners. That means that regardless of the economy, our focus is fixed on just one objective, meeting the needs of our customers, now and far into the future. When you're looking for someone to help you meet your insurance and financial needs, call 604-2136 and ask for agent Steve Giordano or Larry Lee. At New York Life Insurance Company, it's the company you keep. Lifetime income annuities are issued by New York Life Insurance and Annuity Corporation. Steve Giordano, California license number OH36927. Larry Lee, California insurance license number OG32123.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-348-6692. That's 1-800-348-6692.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-348-6692.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-348-6692. That's 1-800-348-6692.
The Tony Katz Radio Show continues, ladies and gentlemen. 805-639-0008. 805-639-0008. 800 number will be up soon, and then you'll be like, what was that number again? And you'll be, don't worry about it. We'll have a new 800 number, and it'll be something fancy like 1-800-YAY-HOLLY or something like that. And yes, I'm getting all those sound effects of Holly with her yays and her well-known sayings. They will be coming along. 805-639-0008. The chat room is open. Check it out, allpatriotsmedia.com/chat, or just go to allpatriotsmedia.com and click on the chat link. One more thing about this group, this Occupy Wall Street, and I said it when I was on Hannity last week, which, by the way, good time. Much thanks to Sean Hannity and everybody over there at Fox News. Lovely people. Had a lot of laughs. They tried to do my hair, but you know it can't be done. It's perfect. You don't mess with perfection. And Cindy, New York Cindy on Twitter at NYCindy, she tried. She looked at it and she said, "Tony, it's too good." And then she openly wept. That's an absolute true story. Looked at my hair and openly wept, ladies and gentlemen. That's how good it is. But I discussed when I was on Hannity. That at the time, remember, this is last week, a lot's happened in a week. That when you take a look at the list of demands of the Occupy Wall Street crowd, some of them include, of course, the guaranteed living wage income regardless of employment, which means you don't have to have a job. Free college education, institute a universal single-payer healthcare system, which means free healthcare, because if you can get paid for not having a job, you have to be able to get healthcare without having a job, which means someone has to pay for the healthcare, which means free healthcare. Look how I did the math all by myself. This plan of theirs matches up in many, many ways with the 10-point plan of the Black Panthers. I wrote about it at TonyKatz.com. Go check it out. I can't believe I'm the first person to say it. I'm the only person. It is extremely important when we go to understand what these people, their deep-seated place. You know, they want to call the people involved with the Tea Party racist. Well, we're not the group of people that had John Lewis there and didn't let him speak. He wasn't allowed to speak because he was black. You prove it to me there, protesters. You prove it to me, Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Atlanta. I think it was Atlanta. Show me how. Prove to me it wasn't racism, because, oh, yeah, absolutely. No question about it. See, I'm trying to do all the things that they do when they claim racism. They don't really have any proof or anything. They just throw it out there. It makes you feel kind of sick inside to do that. It really does. It makes you feel, I believe the expression is oogie, ladies and gentlemen. That's how it makes you feel. But the list matches up with the 10-point plan of the Black Panthers. These are Marxists. They believe they should be given things for free, including healthcare, including land, including bread. This is what they value. And these people who tried so hard in the beginning to show that there were these nonviolent people who were only here because what Wall Street is doing coordination in concert with government, well, that's just wrong. Well, that's not how they feel. This is how they feel. This is who they are. These people, they are Marxists, they are socialists, and you're going to listen to this show and maybe question, why is Tony going down this path? If we allow ourselves not to engage in honest conversation for fear of what the hardcore left or the media or others or our parents or our friends, quote unquote, will label us as. How do we expect to ever get anything accomplished? How do we expect ever to have an answer to the questions that are in front of us? If by putting together this protest, they can keep us from engaging in the conversation of what this protest is and what it means, then there is indeed a value to their protest. They are allowed to rail. They are allowed to lash out. They are allowed to be emotionally unstable. We are prevented from recognizing that they are emotionally unstable because we're afraid to speak about what they're really doing for fear of being looked badly upon by a coworker. And then to appease the people, to get them out of our hair, they get something. You don't reward the dog that bites you. You don't reward Occupy Wall Street for defecating on a police car. You just don't do it. You don't reward Occupy Wall Street for engaging in violent rhetoric, for associating themselves with violent people. Michael Moore is a violent guy. If you can honestly say to Americans, you can give it to them now or they're going to, you know, who knows what's going to happen later. That's a threat. If Michael's last name was Morani and he was an Italian on Arthur Avenue in the Bronx and he was drinking an espresso and he said those words, he'd get arrested. He's a filmmaker who wears a baseball cap all the time. I mean, me, I've got a cigar. He's got a baseball cap. I say way better to have a cigar. We shouldn't recognize what it is. We should double standard it. Not here. Not this show. Not ever. It just won't happen. But one of the things they're doing with this list of demands, they're claiming that the list of demands, and here it is, the admin's note, this is not an official list of demands. This is a forum post submitted by a single user and hyped by irresponsible news commentary agencies like Fox News and Mises.org and, of course, TonyKatz.com and AllPatriotsMedia.com. Please let me be as irresponsible as Fox News in taking a list of demands that you put front and center on your website and making the natural belief and assumption that they are your list of demands because they are. Do you want us to believe in any way, shape, or form that you posted this list because you weren't serious? That you gave it prominence because you didn't mean it? That you put it front and center and highlighted it because you were just kidding? Of course not. When you saw the reaction, you then decided to go with the everybody's irresponsible meme. You put it up. This is what you believe. This is what you believe. When I was, I don't think I've ever told this story, Holly Bacon. Holly Bacon, our producer in training. I don't think I've ever told this story. Did I ever tell the flag burning story?
No, I have not heard that one.
Okay. You should know that I have done things. I've never burned a flag. Well, let's be clear about that. I've never burned a flag. But when I had a blog years ago called TonyMontana.com. True story. So help me God. Oh, I used to write. There was nothing I wouldn't write about there. It was unbelievable. But I certainly wasn't as, I was just starting to form political opinions, political thesis. Get into the situation. And I was a believer in free speech always. And when people would talk about flag burning, it never bothered me. Flag burning bothers me now, but I still accept the fact that if you want to be a schmuck and burn a flag, knock yourself silly. It's just, it's daft. It doesn't do anything. You will turn people off. You can't engage anybody in the conversation. So what I had put together, I'd put together on the page, is a flag burning kit that we were going to sell. We never did. I don't know if I had it up for a month or a week or 3 weeks or something like that. And slowly it would start to eat away at me that this doesn't even make any sense. It's not even funny. And then it eventually went down and went away. So I wouldn't argue with somebody if they said, we put something up, we realized later that was a bad idea, we took it down. Welcome to the world where people grow up and they learn and they get better. But the idea that when people would call you out on something like this list of demands, which are so sickly outrageous, they're so gross, and then say, oh, no, 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 we didn't mean it. It's just irresponsible people like Fox taking it out of context. What did Fox do but report the news? What did Tony Katz do but report the news? This is news, ladies and gentlemen. And it's news because this is what the hardcore left wants to do to the country. I never told that story, Holly?
I've never heard it before.
Well, there it is.
I would have remembered a Tony Montana blog.
Tony Montana, it was good. It was good. Let me take the break. We'll come back in a moment. Stay with us, everybody. This is the Tony Katz Radio Show on the All Patriots Media Network.
If you're a techno geek, you go to parties and recite the number of visitors to your website and rank what browsers they use to find it. If you're not a geek, you need someone to worry about your website. Wildcat Web Services focus on your website so you don't have to. They have designed many websites for Fortune 1000 and mom and pop companies. Wildcat Web Services is always on time and on budget. Check them out at www.wildcat.la or call 866-370-6218.
These days, you can't afford to be wasting time or money, especially in business. That's why I stopped going to the post office and started using Stamps.com. Now, I print real U.S. postage for all my letters and packages using just my computer and printer. There's no need for expensive postage meters. It's like having the post office right here in my office. No more waiting in line, no more wasting gas driving to the post office, and now you can start saving time and money too. Just go to 54stamps.com and you'll get a no-risk 4-week trial plus a $100 bonus offer including free postage, but only if you go to 54stamps.com. That's the number 54stamps.com. Save time and money instantly at 54stamps.com. This really is a no-brainer. So get your 4-week no-risk trial and your $100 bonus offer including free postage at 54stamps.com.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want grade hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-411-1120 to get your free copy now. 877-411-1120. 877-411-1120.
The Tony Katz Radio Show continues. 805-639-0008-805. Oh, you drew me a little sign. Thank you so much. 805-639-0008. I got to memorize, folks. We're that good around here. In the chat room, thrilled that I used to have a blog called TonyMontana.com. Oh, it was so good. It was so good. It was an exceptional, exceptional place to be back in the late 90s. It was very, very cool. 805-639-0008. Now, the debate is tomorrow, I believe. Is that right, Holly? Debate, the New Hampshire debate tomorrow?
Sure. I haven't heard that.
Is it tomorrow or is it next week? Which one is it? Someone tell me. I'm not sure. But I will tell you this. It is in New Hampshire. And people are all amazed and stunned and in disbelief that Herman Cain is now a top-tier candidate, and so many people so desperate to keep him in the second tier. And then you have the Lawrence O'Donnells of MSNBC and others telling us that he's not black enough to really, you know, be considered a candidate or a black candidate. See, President Obama, see, he was black enough, but Kane isn't. But there's no racial war coming from the left. You understand, ladies and gentlemen, how this is happening. No, I am not going to the debate, folks. I am not going. I will be right here. Although there are conversations going on right now about me covering the Iowa caucuses live in Iowa on January 3rd because I hate myself with Craig Robinson, the Iowa Republican, theiowarepublican.com. So there, that is a conversation that is going on. But so many amazed at Herman Cain, at how he did in that debate in Orlando, and how he did then in the poll, and how he's continuing to climb. It's important for us to first accept the base given of what's happening, which is the hardcore left, the mainstream media, and the establishment GOP do not decide our candidate. We decide our candidate. That is extremely important. The establishment isn't going to tell us we've got Romney or Perry. Does anybody want to take bets on what Perry needs to do in this upcoming debate in order to survive? He raised a ton of money, ladies and gentlemen. He raised a good amount of coin. I don't think it's going to be enough. When you tell people they don't have any heart, when you put leftist dogma talking points on Republicans, and I'm not a Republican. I'm a Tea Party guy. I'm a conservative. I've got my libertarian loves. Foreign policy isn't one of them, but that's okay. If foreign policy was one of them, you probably wouldn't be listening to this show right now. But they will not decide the candidate. We will. And what we are saying very, very clearly is that a plan is better than no plan, and vision is better than no vision. Everyone used to tell me that they thought that the 999 plan from Cain, and I'm not endorsing, ladies and gentlemen, but they would tell me how that it was corny, it was a jingle, it was shtick. I never saw it like that personally. I never accepted that. What I accepted is that he put forth an idea that people could hold on to. They could understand, they could digest, they could work with. What he was doing also was putting forth a thesis that knowledge is better than uncertainty. It is better to know what is coming than to not know what your government will do to you next. That is what is most important. And that's why Herman Cain is resonating. All of this talk about the race and where was he and why is he saying this and the black that, nonsense hackery from nonsense hacks. And if you are paying attention to that, if you are allowing that to cloud your vision and your judgment, what the hell is wrong with you? Stop it. There is no value in that conversation. There is absolutely no value in the color of Herman Cain's skin. There is only a value in what he can provide as President of the United States. Same goes for Mitt Romney. Same goes for Perry or Bachman or Gingrich or Santorum. Same goes for Barack Obama. That's why I created the term, I shouldn't say created, popularized the term racers. The people who believe that if you speak poorly about President Obama and his policies, it's because you're a racist. They can't see past the race. Everything is about the race. You know what? Nothing's about the race. It's about the fact that he is a terrible president. That what is the front page of Drudge? Where is that? Hold on a second. Where is the front page of Drudge right now? That he's aloof? Where is it? Hold on. It's coming up. That he's aimless. He's a loner. And the AP has an article about him disconnected from reality. Those are the facts, ladies and gentlemen. Why should we not allow ourselves to engage in a conversation about the facts? For fear that someone's going to call us a racist or a bigot? You know how many names I get called in an average day? Let them call us names. It's all they have. Let them hate us because they already hate us because we do not believe what they believe. It's okay. They're going to do what they do because you are not in lockstep with them. You have a mind. You have the ability to think. You're supposed to use it. And if you think this show is ever going to kowtow or not engage in the realities of life and the world around us for fear of what someone might call us, you have no idea how willing we are. Good way to kick off the new station. Good way to kick off being back on the air. Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. It's a fancy little place we got here. We'll be coming back to the studio from time to time. Of course, we have our other studio in our super secret location within Los Angeles. My thanks to Holly Bacon, of course, producer in training. Follow her, HollyBacon77 on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter at Tony Katz, TonyKatz. Tomorrow, everyone, take care.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You